Blog Talk Radio.
EGIF, it's Friday on the Hunter and Friends Show. Oh, my goodness, today. I'm an God bless him. His name is Liam. We have some special guests in the house today at the Hunter and Friends Show. I don't know if we'll get some callers that are calling in. I'm sure we will. But we have Mikey J here. And Mikey J, introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Mikey J. 2-time Grammy nominee, 10-time Music Award winner, 3-time 106 at Park Freestyle Friday judge on BET and BET's Rap City Producer of the Week, actor, MC, director, film financier, and just recently the New York ambassador for Peace December. Shout out to Peace December and the United Nations.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking, and we would have all day for this. I mean, like, what an impressive circumvente, as we call it. So welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. We're here live at Yamaha 399 Huguenot Center. Shout out to my sponsors, Frankie Yamaha. Yamaha, we love you. Keep building those R1s. And from Myrtle Beach coming up, we are giving away a brand new 2015 R1 and the 2015 700 Raptor. So I just want to say to all you clubs that have people in your clubs that don't have bikes, this is an opportunity. If you have 15, 20 hours, come down to Gasolinas, 2525 Boston Road, and come down and get your raffle ticket. So what do you think about that?
We talk about those.
but we want people to win the R1, and all the profits go to autism.
Yeah, I mean that's big. I mean that's big, especially for Yamaha and the owners of the establishment of Yamaha to even donate the bikes.
Right.
So that's really good.
Yeah.
You know, I just say to everyone, when you do get your bike, ride safe, don't ride stupid, and ride with God, even when you ride hard. So, you know, that's just me. But that's really big, especially for autism. You know, I sponsor basketball teams for Les Love.
Right.
Shout out to Les Love.
Mm-hmm.
And he supports autism, too. He's over at Harlem Nation Radio, and he does the same thing. And I just been sponsoring his basketball teams and tournaments and stuff. So, autism.
Great thing.
Yeah.
It really is, man.
Yeah.
It really is. I have a nephew that has, but thank God he can function as, and go to a normal school, but learn with assistance. So it's a great thing. And we've lost too many children here in the city in Orlando to autism. The saddest story I heard recently was the young lady who took her kids down to have a vacation with her mom, and her son got out of the house, and they found him in the pond in the backyard. Autistic, and he got out of the house. So that was sad. You know, and what I want to do is I want to get up enough money so they can get frequent, that they're able to monitor them and know that where they are, like a GPS, and track them, and an alarm will go off.
Honestly, it should be like the Department of Motor Vehicles should get involved in that, and the commissioner, because the commissioner of the DMV, because, you know, that should be part of the registration process.
It should be.
I think it should be the same price as a license.
Yeah.
People shouldn't have to raise money for it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that people should actually, you know, register their children who have autism, no matter what age, at the DMV.
Yeah, I think you're right.
DMV should just charge them $7 or $10 for the bracelet.
Yeah.
And the bracelets can hook up to the 911 and the 311 system.
That's right. And the Amber Alert.
Yeah, Amber Alert. So, you know, that's something that I can actually push myself.
Right.
And to Ruben Diaz, Boswell, President Ruben Diaz, to Musa, Shay Musa Drummer, and some of the other people from Peace December. So it's definitely there's definitely some people I can speak to about pushing into legislation.
Yeah, let's do that. Come on. I'm on board with you.
Yeah.
Now, that aside, you're just an amazing person. Just reading everything about you, what you went through. I mean, even as a child born on Christmas Day. My mother was born on Christmas Day. And we always told her, no, that's your problem. You're born on Christmas Day. You don't get double gifts. We used to tell her that. How she said you grew up on Christmas.
She won't be in the hospital on Christmas Day.
Eggnog. And drinking some eggnog. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, from the story that I was definitely told over and over and over again.
Eat it in your head.
Let them tell it, and I'm just blessed to be here.
Yeah, you are. You're very blessed, and, you know, you've been through that as a came back. God brought you here, and you have a gift. Wow. I mean, your obstacles in life, and you overcome them. And I say, as a black man, you're very accomplished. I'm very proud of you myself. I've recently been on the air doing Empowering Men, Empowering Black Men. I have a show, I'm Empowering Women. But Empowering Black Men, I wanted to do it, especially in the motorcycle scene, even not in the club, like I'm not a club. But we ride. You ride too. Tell us what you ride.
I ride a BMW S1000 RR, 2013. My 2014, unfortunately, somebody ran a sidewalk and destroyed it while I was parked.
Hater.
No, I'm sorry. I got a 2012. My 2013 was demolished, and I ride my 2014 right now. So, love it to death. Not to death, because I don't.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a figure. So, you know, you're part of our motorcycle world also, and you've done all these extraordinary things and made all this music and just touched so many lives. I'm looking here, Nicole Ray, Allure, DMX, Bone Crusher, Jesus Fox, Mano, Uncle Murder, that's my dude right there.
Yeah, shout out to Murder.
That's my dude right there. Cuban Link, Triple
Space,
and
Terror Squad,
Wow, man. So tell us how the music
got started. The music I started when I was about maybe 12. You know, I had to live with Diamond D. It was started before then, it was loving music, rock music, you know, like Skid Row and
Van. What you know about Skid Row? Van Halen. What? Let me tell you. Are you serious?
And, you know, I love classical music like Bach and Beethoven and, you know, Mozart is definitely one of my favorites. Rest in peace.
Yo, if he wasn't as big as he was, I would definitely.
I think Luciano Pavarotti was awesome, man. He was awesome. And then and definitely a couple other opera singers.
But you're just very well-rounded, as we call it, culture.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really find a lot of people of our color that's like that. So, you know, when I met you, I was very impressed. Being the fact that you've accomplished so much and still want better for your life as a black man. I did the show about empowering black men because I was really tired of seeing black men broken. I say broken because I'm tired of the way black men treat black women. What's your take on that?
I mean, honestly, you know, nowadays there's no excuse for black men to be broken. You know, I think it's a cop-out. If that's the case, then for the stuff that I've endured with my own situation in my household, I should be broken. And I overcame being broken because I had to learn
what it was to become a better person, a better man.
You wanted to become a better
person. Yeah, I wanted spirituality. I wanted to be emotionally connected with God and Jesus Christ. So you have to want to become unbroken. You know, if you don't...
So you think a person who just stays like that, they want to be broken.
It's like most of them are comfortable in their own skin. And then it's sad. Yeah. They have to be programmed.
They're called broken people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to actually read you a poem about that, what I wrote, but toward the end of the show.
And,
so,
you know, my thing is, anybody that's out there broken now, there's too much help out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many organizations. There's too many people other than your family who may not care, that may care, who you think don't care but actually do care.
Exactly.
You know, now you might have to rewind that before I went over your head, but, you know...
I hear you. I hear you on that.
That's why I want to call them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a caller then. Hi, you've reached the Hunter and Friend Show. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey, you've reached the Hunter and Friend Show. Who's on?
Hey, what's up, Hunter? This is X.
My brother X. Another. What's up, bro? How are you?
I'm good. So this is just calling and listening to the show, checking on you.
Thank you for doing that. We got Myrtle coming up, so hang on, man. Let's count it down, bro.
Definitely. Hope you're ready.
What you got going on? Don't you want to plug something? You have you guys have a trophy party coming up this year.
Yeah, we do 4th of July weekend. We have our annual, our 6-year anniversary party. We're doing the joint venture with Black Dragon Queens. It's their 2nd-year anniversary party. And it's going to be real big. I mean, you was there. We do it every 2 years. And every 2 years is a big party. Everybody come out. We show love to everybody, no matter what side of the fence you're on. And come out, have a good time.
And no matter what side of the fence you're on, what you mean by that?
You know what I mean by that. Elaborate that on the radio. If anybody's in the NC community and they really truly in the NC community, know what I mean by that.
No, I don't know what you mean by that. I was poking fun on something else, but of course it went over your head. Whatever.
Yeah, I feel you.
So that big, like the ice sculptures, and I mean, you guys go all, yo, they go out. Their shit look like the Grammys.
Well, we think this year, like it's the actual logo in the ice sculpture this year, so it's gonna be hot.
Told you, that's how they get down. Well, bro, I think calling in. I support BDK, BDQ. Love you guys so much, Black Dragon Kings and Queens. I just thank you for calling in. You're not in the doghouse, so.
Okay, that's cool. But hey, you know I love you, sis, and I'm gonna support you in anything you do.
Oh, I love you too. I just told Mikey J that you're a Ravens fan. What'd you say?
come to the forces with you, my brother. Come from the dark side, the Giants this year.
Dude, when the last time y'all been to the playoffs?
Calling in.
Thanks, sis. I'm just listening now.
Yeah. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. Who's on?
Hello?
Hello, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. Who's on?
It's Midnight.
Who is it?
It's Midnight, president for Hollowware Routers.
Midnight, what's up, bro?
How you doing?
Doing good. I'm hanging in there in this cold.
I just called to say hi. That was about it. I ain't doing too much, man.
Much love. Let me know the next thing Hellaware is doing. I know I'll be hanging with you guys in Myrtle Beach, right?
Yes, we will.
That's right.
And the police right here. Hold on. Hello?
We
all. What you say, Hunter?
We all guilty of that shit.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, man, I'm coming from Philly. I had to go to A&J Cycles.
Oh, okay. All right. See, if you were up here, you'd be going to come and see Yamaha.
I'll tell you on that. I'm good
right.
now, though.
In there, right?
Yeah, I'm good now, but I appreciate the love, man. Much love and respect.
Boogie, if you're listening and you're on, I hope you come on. I'm going to take a caller, but Boogie, you can come on, man. Come on. Hi, it's the Hunter Friends Show. Who's on? Hello? Hello? Okay.
Hello?
I guess. It's the Hunter and Friends Show. Who's on?
Oh, this Ghost. This Ghost, Black Giant King, they told the president. What's goody?
Ghost, what's up?
What's happening? What's
happening down there?
Not much right now. Just cooling right now. You know, I'm actually in Philly right now. Had to come out here and handle some business. But, yeah. I just found out about the show. I got the number, so I figured I'd call in, show some love. Hey, yo, shout out to Bear, Delaware, you know, Richmond, Virginia, you know. Shout out to my brothers, BDK for Life, 100. You already know what time it is.
That's right. Well, big shout out to you, my brother, and to your club. I hope to see you down in Myrtle Beach. Come out.
Oh, yeah, you know, we out there.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be blasting it out. Please give your team my Facebook. My Facebook name, which is Hunter NYMC, Hunter and then space NYMC, request me, and just give me shout outs, man, of what y'all doing. All right.
Cool. I got you. Go ahead.
All right, bro.
All
right. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show.
Yep.
Boogie, what's up?
What's up? What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Hmm? We have a show today, buddy.
I hear you. Is that my homeboy?
It's Mikey J. Did you meet Mikey J? No, it's not DJ.
Oh, Mikey J. What's up, Mikey J?
Oh.
What's going on? All right, all right. Feeling good today? Today's Friday. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, but thank God it's every day. We can achieve another day.
Mm-hmm.
True that. Mm-hmm. True that. Hold on, you guys are chopping in and out. Hold on one second.
Yeah, Boogie's a talented. She plays in churches, and she's a poet. And her poems are just amazing. Her poems are going to be. And she can rap, though. Get down.
So. I'm not great at that. I'm all right.
You know, she's actually my road dog. We actually ride together. Yeah, she does. She rides, too. She has an R1. So we usually normally ride. Yeah, we'll keep on that 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, indeed.
Funny, because we kind of lose Boogie every time at the toll booth. I won't say why.
You know what it is, man? Some people think they're grown and they can just leave people. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
No, but we're not saying who blows through the toll. We're just saying that we lose people.
I'll leave it. Right. Boogie, you come out with me, Boogie. I'm looking for some partners to ride with.
Oh, for real, man? Yeah, that'd be nice to add some extra folks in. That's what's up, man. Where you from, man? Where you hail from?
I was born in Harlem, but I was brought home to the Bronx from the high school.
Boogie down. All right, that's what's up. Yeah. Definitely look me up.
Huh?
Definitely hook me up. I got to come out there tomorrow, matter of fact.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'll get your information because I have to go out there tomorrow. So we'll hook up and team up and see what's what.
All right, cool.
All right.
So, yeah,
actually a guest host in my station management. She lines people up to come on the show. We have some really great, one day we'll share them with you, Hunter's friends moments, home moments while we're doing the show, right, Boogie?
Okay.
Mikey, you know, he's our friend. He's now our official friend. Okay, so we definitely got for it. Just, he has such an amazing history about himself, and I wanted to talk to you about, like we talked about music in age 12, because my son started rapping at age 12, but he started rapping from boarding school, understand. But anyway, but with you, what made you want to write, to express yourself this way?
I mean, honestly, even after all them years, I didn't really get deep into music until 1998.
Right.
And then I went full fledged with it in 2002. And then at that point I was producing as well as you know, writing rhymes here and there. But I was more so trying to help other artists get on with people that I knew through my connection. So you know, I just got tired of being a babysitter and hearing people complain about they can't do this or that. And then one day, with the tip of the iceberg was, I took this rapper, you know, named Omega Brown, to meet up with he gets on the phone.
Hey, you just playing blank?
Dude is dope, but he's just straight. So, you know, he's a dope lyricist, and he froze. So I really want to thank him, because if it wasn't for him freezing on that stage, I probably would have just still been producing and stuff like that. But when he felt up, and I'm going to put my own do my own thing. So.
Bro. Oh, do you hear this, Boogie?
Bro.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. You got to separate yourself and do, you know, what you got to do. Just don't stop grinding.
Yeah, and they've been trying to get me to come out with a project for years and years. Mickey Benson, Phyllis Cabrera, also known as Fresh Cabrera, as Fat Joe's manager and stuff.
Right.
But I was managed by the squad, Phyllis squad, all that. I just want to do my own thing, man. So it is what it is.
You did your own thing. You really did it well. Boogie, you got any questions for him? I know you can't see all the things that he's done, but is anything in mind that you want to ask him? I mean, this, I'm scrolling down, and I keep going and keep going. I mean, I want to know, like, is movies next, like, would you? Because talking to you and just, I don't know, you would be like the greatest author.
Well, right now, my first film that I'm in is called Beauty, and I was directed by Damo Kiss and written by Mocha Blue out of Brooklyn, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was a BET short,
mm-hmm.
and I played an abusive politician.
Mm-hmm.
I accepted the role because.
Yeah, how was that?
The only reason why I accepted the role is because she said it was a true story, and I could relate because of what my mom went through.
Right.
So there's a lot of men now. Men aren't the only ones out there beating women. Women are beating on men, too. And
They are.
Yeah, so I told her, I said, listen, man, this is going to be another show about a man beating on a woman, I think. Because men, not
man.
Every
woman. Whoever's beating women, verbally or physically,
mm-hmm.
you're still a slave.
Yeah.
That's my thought of it. You are still a slave. I don't care what you say, you're a slave. You might as well be in a car.
Can I just say something? Some of them need to be beat up. I'm just going to keep it plain. I'm sorry.
Nah, but no, Boogie's right, though. I'm not saying they deserve it, but you cannot, men and women cannot go around putting their hands on each other.
No.
For some reason, whenever I'm out, I do see a lot of females get irate and want to put their hands in a man's face and pop off with the lip and all that.
You know
what? And what they have to understand is, you know, I'm not defending a man's actions getting a woman, like women. You don't do that.
Right.
But you have to understand, if you're going to jump in someone's face, you gotta expect the reaction. Everyone's reaction is not gonna walk away. 50% of gonna actually pop. It's sad, but in the man's face,
expect him
yeah.
his face and his face. Remember, men deal with testosterone. You know,
sure.
ego, so...
Well, on the looks of it, women do, too.
Women do, too. That's what I'm about to say. I was like, y'all not the only ones, because I'd be ready to... What? Jam them up sometime, man.
And women have become the men.
I can agree.
No, I mean, to a certain extent.
We be ready to jam people up, too, man. Trust me. Trust
me. Who don't want to take care of their responsibility? They don't want... on the female women lose respect for them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. He's like, oh, no, Daddy, men are really big.
Yeah, me, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I'm not one of them dudes. Like, I don't like to say people who don't wear their heart on their sleeve are fake.
They don't have a heart.
They don't. They're scared to speak. Oh, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. No, you don't wear your heart on your sleeve because you can't find the right words to say, and you're scared to say what the fuck is on your mind
right.
and your heart. Me, I wear my heart
That's
on my cool. sleeve. I love all people. There's a woman who goes around putting her hands on a man's face, spitting on him, like talk
him.
And all that. Come on, man. The man probably went through that when he was younger, and now you got him. You're triggering stuff in him, and men can't be going around. Just for no reason, on women either.
In verbally or
like, yo, wilding. You can't listen. A lot of you out there need to stop the nonsense. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep the dick in your pants. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, man. And women won't look. My thing is this: I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, yellow, green, or Captain Kirk. Fuck every couple on the planet.
Oh, he didn't say that.
If men and women learn. To just be dedicated to one another, this be a better place.
Amen.
We have less problems.
I agree.
And that is going on because everybody has personal issues.
Mm-hmm.
I contribute from being people who are and people who cheat. I consider that a form of mental illness. But let me tell you something. You got to be fucking crazy to go around spreading your dick and everything else in this day and age, knowing it's AIDS out there. You got to be crazy. Am I right?
Especially without protection, man.
It doesn't matter. Even with protection, you just don't. You gonna, so you're telling me a piece of plastic is going to protect
me?
No.
That's true. I mean,
you know, Boogie, you know, I philosophy, and the philosophy is this. Anything a man makes, you cannot trust a condom because a man made it.
Mm.
And they don't have a repairman for a condom. They don't have a repairman for diaphragms and the stuff of that nature.
That's true.
So,
that is true.
We got another caller. Hold on. Hi, it's the Hunter Friend Show. Who's on? Hello, it's the Hunter Friend Show. Who's on?
Y'all chipping
in and out. We are?
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe it's
we're not in the building.
Hold on. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, Boogie?
Yes, I'm still here.
I don't know. I was trying to connect to a caller, but I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you know, we touched on those subjects and was dearest to you and respect, as we can see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, music is your life. That's your passion. Respect is what you are. Morals, integrity. That's what Mikey J is about. Anything else you want to know about what Mikey J is about?
Well, just real quick, I'm going to go back to the subject real fast.
Okay.
I'm guilty of being one of them men who still has a current girlfriend, fiance, you know, and I was doing her dirty.
It takes a man to say that.
Yeah, I was.
It takes a man to say that.
Yeah, I'll admit to that, you know, and I still catch myself slipping. And,
I kind of hear y'all. I'm losing you guys. I got to walk now. Hold on.
Actually, put on hold, okay?
Yeah.
Hi, is 911 on the air?
Hello.
You're on the Hope and Fame Show. Who's on?
This is Alex from Myrtle Beach.
Alex.
Alex.
Hi, Alex. Boogie's on the line, and we have famous Mikey J here. I'm actually going to put you guys together real soon, Alex. You would be very interested in his music and his cleanliness of his music and just where his music's coming from. It's a message. It's definitely a message. I watched him perform. He actually performed at Gasolina's. Boogie, you missed it, but he's a very talented soul.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a talented. Real quick with Alex. Mikey J, say hi to Alex.
Hey, doing? How you doing, Mikey J? I'm good. Be blessed, my brother.
So,
we're good.
Alex, update us on Myrtle Beach. What's going on?
Okay, everything at Myrtle Beach is looking really good. You know, a few bumps in the road don't stop nobody unless you want to be stopped. I just want everybody to know that we're no longer at Hooters. I'm not supporting Hooters. I'm not saying nothing bad about them. But I wasn't going to put the numbers out there, so I'm going to let everybody else run with that. Hooters no longer want vendors there, but they want the bikers there, and that's it. So in 3 years, Hooters has made over $1.5 million off the black bikers, but they don't want us, to be honest with you, to be there. So we decided to take our show across the street to 2001 Nightclub Complex, which is a bigger location, and it gives everybody much more safety there. At Hooters, it was about to become a disaster, and as an event coordinator, I'm not going to allow that, you know, for my bikers, family, and friends. So now we have somewhere we actually can be from the outside. We can go straight inside to the nightclub and not have to worry about your bikes getting stolen or anything because we have, you know, security and uniformed police officers there from sun up to sundown.
Okay.
Ow. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you are updating us, Alex. Here with you that I had put up a flyer saying that, you know, inviting everybody to come down to Club 2000 and that as we can now move to Club 2001. And Young Lady says, no, Black Friday is canceled and everybody come down the South. Her and I went at it a little bit because she is having a pushed her leg. But I said, you don't go anywhere because people don't want us. This is no longer segregation. This is what kids, you know? So,
right. Well, it takes. I'm sorry. Next person, go ahead. I'll wait. You know, this is Alex speaking again. You know, and you're right because when we started this, I didn't go to Hooters. They came to me to ask me to build them something that was safe for all the bikers. And I said, okay, I will. So after 3 years, I've done that. And then in return, this is what they give, not me, but us. And just remember, it's not me. They're talking about us as an all. So when I say that in a positive way, it's okay. I take my people, my friends and my family, and we just go 2001 and make it positive. But no, Bike Week isn't canceled. When people say something like that, that means they're looking to get self-gratification out of something that they don't know nothing about because they're promoting and doing an event somewhere, and they have no resource or nothing but that. So, you know, on top of that, we keep it positive, and we got so much going on in the four-day event. And especially for all those that don't have a bike, we're going to give you a chance to win one. You're going to ride it away if you want to. We got a Raptor, so all you got to do is tune into the Hunter and Friends show, look at our Facebook page, and you'll understand everything in detail. So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, a summary of what we're going to be doing.
That's right.
You know,
I wanted to touch on, they said it's going to be stricter rules down in Myrtle. Can you update us on that?
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. I want you to hear this. If you are familiar with Myrtle Beach, 22 and 31, that's the interstate that runs around the city. They are diverting traffic from Myrtle Beach to 31 and 22. Now think about that for a minute. Do you know what that becomes? A racetrack death trap. That means that they're going to station all these bikers out on that highway to go around the city to get the Hooters, to get to 2001 and Atlantic Beach. In other words, you can't go through the city to get to where you want to go. Now, that's problem number one. Problem number two, I'll revise again. All the bikers out there on 22 and 31 don't ride like us. We ride normal. But think about those fools that's going to be out there running at a high rate of speed and is not going to be able to stop. The county and city do not know what they're doing, and I will be going to the meeting and to address these because all they see is they don't want the bikers in the city. That's going to be a disaster, not only for the bikers who are riding fast, but people like us who just want to get out there and ride and enjoy. I'm not getting on my damn bike this Memorial Day weekend. You best to believe that.
No,
so,
you're not.
As of, no, you better not. Not on 31 and 22. Are you crazy? No.
Oh,
so that's what I've been hearing. And the other thing is we don't go to, down on the strip. I'm going to be honest with you. Listening to the show, I'm asking you, don't go down to the strip because they're looking to lock people up. You know?
Yes,
so
they are.
Just stay, yeah, just stay in your comfort zone because down on the strip, you got a younger crowd. That's not what we do. I'm telling everybody to stay your butt at 2001 where we're going to have food all night. We got music inside and outside. We got 24-hour security. You're not going to have nothing to worry about. So, you know, I'm asking you, that's where you should be. So, you know, and I'll keep you guys posted on, you know, a lot of other things that come up between now and last weekend of, you know, May. So,
you
know, we'll be okay.
A lot of you who booked your rooms on the south side, that's on the strip, just please beware. A lot of things that went on last year was not from us black bikers. It was from kids that don't even shouldn't even be there. Actually, I think that if they're going to restrict any rule, they should have a rule of an age rule if that's going to happen. I would say because there was like 18, 19-year-old girls there who know nothing about the biker life that they don't know what they're doing, and they come down for the excitement and the fun. And it is about they don't know our world, you know, they shouldn't enter it. That's how I feel about it. And people need to take be more strict with their kids and make sure that their kids are not out because from what I see, last year a lot of the incidents were from the young kids. It wasn't even from the bikers. It just happened during our time, our Memorial Day weekend, you know?
You know what? I'll agree with you because I live here and I heard what has happened. Those people that caused the chaos live in Charleston, South Carolina. There was an issue with whatever they had going on there, and they just happened to bump into each other in Myrtle Beach, Memorial Day weekend, and it's not a coincidence. If I tell you, you know what we do every year about this time of the year, come on. And it didn't happen. They came down here, and they didn't even have a bike or car and barely had a place to stay. So that tells you right there they were not in the bike scene. And they did implement a curfew. They're just trying to figure out the timing to start it and what age. So, but there will be a curfew. So, you know, again, that won't, not affiliated with us in any way. But we still have to be mindset and be positive because we're all one. I don't care whether it's the brother over there causing trouble or me. We still one. They're going to look at, the black guy. Oh, they were down for bike week. And that tarnishes all of us. So for me and my partner, John, from Myrtle West, when we put these events together, those are a lot of the things that a lot of people don't see behind closed doors. You know, Hooters don't understand. It's about to be a disaster for them with no policing out there and no security, but that's okay. That's on them. But I don't want it to be that. I want it to be safe for everybody, whether it's at, 2001 or at Hooters, because, again, it comes back on us, and we don't want that. I tell everybody in the last couple of weeks, and I'll let you go on this, I think, and I really feel this, I think we have one last chance at this thing to do it right again. Now, understand what I'm saying. Last chance, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. I think they're really going to try to put the pin to this and just say, you know what, heck with all the bike weeks, heck with Mustang, charge a week, all that. We don't want none of that. That's where I'm seeing this is going. Because if they stop our event, they can't. They got to stop. I'm sorry. They got to stop Harley Davidson. They got to stop the Charger and Mustang Week and all that. It's a lot of money in 1 year for all these events. Mustang Week brings in well over $3 million just for a weekend. Y'all didn't know that. So that's something else to think about. There's a lot of money being brought into Myrtle Beach. And do you really think they want to stop that? No, they don't.
Exactly.
Because if you, Hunter, if Hunter, if you and your friends own a business in Myrtle Beach, and I actually had one, and you did not make enough money on the families that come down there during all of the months except May. Now think of this, except May. You cannot live off 11 months of the year on your business no matter what you are doing. Now, if you had a business and just in the month of May alone, you made enough money you could close shop up for 11 months and live off of the money you made off of the black bikers. Yes.
Wow.
So, oh, yeah, I've seen the numbers, and I don't mind posting those up. You know, but, you know, my thing is let's just have fun and let, you know, whatever happens in a positive way, let it shine on everybody. And if it's something negative, we still got to step up to the plate and try to diffuse it before it gets out of hand. You know, don't be afraid to say, look, brother, this is all of us, you know. You know, take it, you know, somewhere else. Just diffuse it.
Like, you're absolutely correct on that. If you see your brothers acting a fool, you know, turn around and say, hey, man, you know, stop. You ruined it for everybody, you know, absolutely. No, you're correct on that. I thank you for updating us on everything. I just cannot stress to you guys enough it is going to a good cause. Get your raffle tickets from the Hunter and Friends show for a brand new R1, 2015 R1, and a 2015 Raptor 700. Get your raffle ticket. You can be anywhere and win this thing. I'm telling you, get it today. Do not wait. Come to my bike blessing with Alex. If you got something going on down there in South Carolina, let them know. Tell them come their raffle tickets. No one is going to segregate us and tell us we can't go to Myrtle Beach anymore. It's just not happening. We can go anywhere we want to, but we just need to stop acting like animals and act like people. We walk on two legs, not four. So, that being said,
No, as for me, I mean, I'm pretty much done, but if anybody have any questions pertaining to what we've all just said or any new questions, I'll be glad to, you know, do the best I can to answer them.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much. So let's stay tuned,
you're
everybody.
Welcome.
Beach update. Thank you so much, Alex. Pretty soon, Alex will be spinning out on my show. You can hear his music. So stay tuned. We got a lot of talent around here, people. Let's show it. If you have any talent, you can reach me at thehunterandfriendshow.net. If you have any mixing you want to showcase, hit me up. All right, Alex. Thank you so much.
Hunter, one last thing, and I almost forgot when you said showcase, it dawned on me. We are doing a 3-day showcase in Myrtle Beach for the whole entire weekend. We're starting at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you have two tracks you want to get up on stage, you have to read the contract and understand what, you know, your music cannot be, you know, explicit lyrics, can't be assaulting to any form of race, you know, or gender. But, you know, we're doing a 3-day event. So your chance to come down, promote yourself as well as your music. So just be updated on that. I'll be posting flyers up within the next month. I don't want to do it too soon because I know I'll be making more changes to it. So once that flyer goes up, there'll be contact information on there as well. So thank you, everybody, and I hope to see you in Myrtle Beach in a few months at the Hunt and Friends radio show at 2001. If you have any questions, you know how to get up. Until then, be blessed. I'm out of here.
Hold on, Alex. One question.
Huh?
I'm
here.
How do you feel about booking a major idol pop show at Myrtle?
If I don't have a problem at all.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I mean, you know, we can make it happen. That's not a problem. You know, we got a bigger stage this year. We have a, you know, a concert style sound system. You know, we got it set up. so much better this year, and everything is flat and it's laid out. So, you know, if we can get us an artist, yes, I've been talking to a few. I was one artist I can't deal with because, you know, it's not our cup of tea.
Right.
So, again, we have to be careful on who you're putting up there, because there's no way I'm going to put somebody up there talking about, you know, mom, dad, you know, B's and, you know, N's and things like that. So I cannot relate to that because that's not me. But, you know, we can talk about that off the show, and I can make it happen as well as you and, you know, anybody else out there. So, yeah, I'll be glad to.
All right, thanks, Alex. Thanks for the update. Everyone tune in next week. Don't forget to get your raffle tickets and win that brand-new R1 2015 and 2015 Raptor 700. Come on now. If you're in a club with no bike, you cannot rock those colors with no bike. That's just ridiculous.
All right, girl. Well, y'all take care, and I'll be texting you later on, all right?
So, Mikey J., what do you think so far, being on a Hunter and Friend show?
Cut me the check. Come here.
Get a checky there.
Nah, it's definitely informative, man, you know. Definitely informative. A lot of information coming through for the bike world and so forth. But that Myrtle Beach situation, man. Hooters? A titty bar? Afraid of black people? You promote titties.
Exactly.
You promote titties. Like, you promote sex.
Yeah.
You don't see a black establishment called Bosoms or a Latin establishment called Tetas. Y'all are called Hooters.
Yeah.
Y'all exploit women and their breasts.
That's kind of
for
like,
financial gain.
That's like an oxymoron, right?
Yeah, for financial gain.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, moving on, we actually moved it someplace else. So now we don't have to subject ourselves to that. And, you know, Club 2001 is a bigger place, bigger venue, a safer venue. We're all in, I mean, it's huge. It's bigger than Hooters.
I definitely want to be there.
I would really like you to be there.
Yeah.
I'd like you to be there. It'd be nice. It'd be really nice.
Bring the whole team down. I do got some up-and-coming talent that I would definitely refer to you and Alex for the Myrtle Beach situation.
Okay.
So that would be dope. And as far as myself, we can work the numbers out. Let me do what it do.
I hear you. Any questions you want to ask me? Because I've been asking you all questions.
I'm good.
Yeah. Your observation. Come on, tell me what's up.
You about your business. It's not even a question. It's more of a statement. Like,
you
about your business.
Thank you.
Yeah, I said business. I didn't say business. I said business. You know, because I have this little list that I be trying to hide.
Right.
And sometimes I get caught up with it. So I said business by accident, but it's business.
Right.
And it's good to see that Yamaha supports the heck out of you, man. Like,
thank you.
And that's what I love, man. Real talk.
Yeah,
you
thank
know,
you.
I'm not. I haven't it's crossed great. Over yet because I'm BMW all day and bikes.
That's right. We got a race coming up in July. We're gonna race, right?
I'm gonna do you dirty.
I'm gonna do you dirty.
I'm gonna do you dirty with no boots on.
No, listen.
Kick down with just my socks.
I'm gonna do you dirty barefoot.
it's good to be in back into the bike life, man. Like, cause I stopped riding for like. This is 15. 12.
Right.
So, 12, I stopped riding 5 years prior.
What made you stop riding?
I really can't go into
okay,
that.
Okay, don't.
Let's just say, don't try to chase me, man. I don't care who you are.
You want to do them 30?
You're at your own risk.
Woo, you ride like that?
Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Always put them lights on and you know, it's a little sweet.
What?
Yeah, man.
It was like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only way I caught was a camera, man.
A camera caught you?
Camera, he crashed and all that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just...
So you have some deuce of hazard shit going on.
Yeah,
you was doing them dirty?
Dirty, all right.
And a camera caught.
And I was on the R1.
What?
I had a black and yellow and black R1.
Wow.
So you already know I gave it up on them. No moisture in the ground. I didn't even know about the camera on the highway, man. It did me dirty, yo. It came to my crib.
You know what somebody needs to do? Somebody needs to come out with an invisible suit, some kind of shield. You know, like they can get the black out your license plate, but you can black you out.
No, somebody need to make a highway strictly for bikes. Somebody need to make a lane strictly for motorcycles. Regulate us a lane.
You're right.
Let the HOV lanes be bike lanes.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Automobiles don't need an HOV lane. We are going same place. Give us a bike lane.
Exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely. You know what? That's a great idea. We do need our own lane.
Yeah, we need our own lane. How do you have a bicycle in own lane in a public street and a bus lane, but a motorcycle street in own lane?
We don't get off.
I think it's about time all the bike clubs get together and
sorry.
And I don't think he really cares.
No, he don't
really
care.
I think all the bike clubs should get together and go to legislation and start having a motorcycle lane.
I think you're right.
Think about it.
Keep us safer.
Trucks are not allowed in the fast lane.
You're right. But I want to say also, we drive, right, every day, and people drive every day. So all you people who ride motorcycles and you have family members that drive, please instill to them about being aware of motorcyclists. I think that's so important.
Yeah, once you listen, man, once you get on the bike, all bets is off. I mean, let's keep it 100.
Everything.
You better, and it's not about a hope. You got to have faith that you will be returning to the destination you left from. So it is what it is.
My whole thing is like I say to people, how life is, what comes and what goes around. If you live trying to live a clean life, or you're not trying to live, you know, don't get on a bike. Don't do anything in life that you're not correct on. Do you agree on that?
I totally agree. Like, even myself right now, like, I'm doing like 60, 70. Mm-hmm. I'm not going. I ain't going for it. I did some crazy.
Don't watch your video. We was watching them last night. Anyway, I'm going to tell you under the bus.
What happened was.
So that was just like, wait, how old was that footage?
I plead the fifth and the seventh, eighth, tenth, ninth, every
minute. You think do.
Well, you know, listen, man, I do 67 miles an hour. I'm just riding for recreation now. I'm not riding for sport. I'm not riding to impress. You know, I'm just riding because it's a great stress reliever, and it's just something I like doing.
You just want to enjoy your ride.
Yeah, you know.
So what do you say about people who ride to race? I mean, to each his own.
Go on the track. Just please, man, go on the track, man, because I might want to network. You might be somebody I network with one day,
mm-hmm.
and you lose an opportunity to network with me because you raced in the street, and now all your opportunities of your future, well, whether you're, you know, resting in peace or paralyzed or whatever, you know. So we got to ride. You can ride safe, but you got to ride smart, too.
Yeah.
You know, you
got to be smart.
You want to go pop a Willie or do an Endo or whatever you want to do. They got parking lots. They got racetracks. Go to the track. Staten Island got a great one. Long Island got a great one. Jersey has a great one. You know, take your bike. The makers of your bike have tracks.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Come on, people. Let's live,
man. I think this is the first year that Yamaha's lost. Because I think Yamaha's won 7 years in a row. So this is the first year. I think next year will be coming
back. BMW, 10 a month.
I know.
Since, like, the past... Since 2012.
No, that's a different race.
Oh, which race you
on? I'm talking about, I forgot the name of the race, but Yamaha has come in first for 7 years. Recently we've lost. I don't think Yamaha would race, that would be in the same class because it's the 1000 class.
Yeah, that BMW.
So, you know, I remember seeing your bike.
Yeah, huh?
I did something to your bike.
Yeah,
nice.
Her too.
I took Mikey J's bike 30.
Figuratively.
So tell me what's next with Mikey J before we end this. And I really thank you for coming in last minute and held me down here at the Hunter and Friends Show. I like hanging out with you. You're a great guy. Your daughter last night, that was amazing. I was so surprised that you had a grown-ass daughter.
I got some beautiful daughters.
I mean, beautiful.
Beautiful daughters.
I'm like, daughters? What are you talking about?
And they look like their daddy, so you already know how I look.
They do. So what's next?
That's my daughter, Shanae. You know, shout out to Shanae DeAndrea.
Yeah.
My mother, daughter, Natalia Brichet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Natalia was like, Daddy, Daddy.
Are you like
you love me, Daddy?
Aw,
like, yeah, I love you. You sure, Daddy?
Aw.
I thought it was so cool.
I love that.
You know?
I miss my dad. I was a daddy's girl.
And then my son, Jaden Anye.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other son, Michael Jr.
4.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. How is that number? It's good, right? It's important.
Yeah.
To me, it is.
Yeah, I love my kids, man.
You know, if I had to do it over again, I think I would have had more than one. You know,
I love my kids.
That's definitely what it is.
I love my kids.
They love you, too. I seen that last night. I was very impressed
yeah.
by her mannerism. She was very
choice.
Well smoking. Very.
You know how I move.
Do you know how you move?
I set my kids' ass up.
Don't say that on the radio.
Listen, I believe in corporal punishment, not child abuse.
Corporal
punishment. Oh, whoop that ass.
You really would?
Why?
I never hit my son.
You bugging. Bugging. If more kids had their asses taught out here, it'd be a better world.
But to a certain degree, because then you get the parents that tear their kids' ass up because they're inadequate within themselves to
that's
even be
cool.
a parent, and then their child comes and just as bad as they are because it's called learned behavior. What is it? They had to get hurt. Right, Boogie?
Hurt people, that's right. That's why I said say it again because these parents need to know.
What is it? Your mind.
Don't say that, Mikey.
I love this guy. I love him.
I remember once my ex-husband hit my son, and my son said, I thought he was for love. He got popped. And after that, it was a wrap.
Where's your son's father?
Shut up, Mikey.
Okay. We come from, listen, hugs are for love.
Hands
are to work and whoop that ass.
You hear this, Boogie?
Yes, I do. That's what's up, man. I agree. Some of these kids need to be whipped up.
Yeah,
I agree. I know. I was whipped up.
But it was a listen. Not to the point where your child's so fucked up that they could never have a normal relationship with anybody or have a loving relationship.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't listen.
That's where the broken people come from.
Let me keep it 100 with you, Boogie. My hands nowadays off account money.
Okay. I hear you, man.
A child that's broken from an occasional ass need their ass whipped again for that cockamamie story being broken.
But now since when you're an adult, you're responsible. Like you said, there's help out there.
Oh, yeah.
You're responsible.
I mean, honestly, drugs messed a lot of parents up. You know, now the kids are grown.
Especially the crack days, right, Boogie?
Crack.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I feel so crack nowadays.
You said just kill yourself?
Yeah. Like, kill yourself. Like, step your game up. Crack is whack.
It's way whack.
Go get a more expensive drug.
Go get
word up. Step up your game. You can't do the same thing for 20 years.
You would have cracked them. By the United Nations, so that like a badge of honor. It is my badge of
right,
honor.
Take
I have.
That. That's
I'm right. I'm an official ambassador now. So, my new album, Defamation of Character, will be my last album that is addressing street, this, that, and the third. I really have to represent people from the UN and the
light. They're looking at
you. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. And it's a great organization, man. Definitely the Little Cup Peace December. It's a great organization. I'm going to be doing a lot of events, music events. I don't know, films coming up this year.
I want to talk to you about
that. Yeah, I have Time Out. I'm starring in Time Out. I'm also starring in Follow Scoops. Time Out stars myself, Kenny Rock, which is Chris Rock's brother, Angelina Pivenick from Jersey, and a few others. Cash Carmen, Marquise Avery, and a few others. So I financed it. I wrote it with my partners, Bella Ray and Rodolfo Durant.
Nice.
I follow suit. That's starring myself. Kenny Rogers and that. My time, I'm sorry. Right. Kenny Rogers follow suit.
Okay.
With me. And that's a and I get the it's a deep movie.
Mm-hmm.
My son is in that one and he's in Time Out.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest film is Colorblind. Colorblind is a very, very huge project. The trailer is out. Just go to Mikey's Day on IMDb. Look up the Colorblind trailer. You can also go on YouTube. I did like a little re-edited trailer,
right.
A little shorter version of it. I'm in Blowtorch. That was directed by Kevin Breslin. Shout out to director Kevin Breslin, one of my. That's also starring Billy Baldwin. Armand Asante, two of my co-stars is Jack Falahi is on the show.
Okay. Right.
He plays the attorney. And Victoria Cartagena, my other co-star in Blowtorch, she's on Gotham.
And right. Frankly, I was going to say that. She is on Gotham.
Yeah,
right.
She plays the gay detective.
Right.
So, So, three of my actors that's in my movie Blowtorch are all doing very, very, very well.
Right.
So, he says, wait a minute. You want that with a gay role? I said, they had it. You have it. I'm separating 6 degrees.
Right.
So, you know, that's Blowtorch and then Forsaken or others. I cannot wait to ever start this film. It's myself.
Right.
I'm playing Detective Hanson.
Okay.
Willie Baldwin. Alex Baldwin.
Yeah, how many? Baldwin
brothers
for a number of years.
Oh, when you say Detective Miles Crawford, my partner.
Oh.
We got both. Signed up.
Oh, my God, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Good, right?
You got Rupert Blade, you got Connor Pontius, you got Captain.
That's funny.
Correct.
Yeah.
She's
actually chased out the boys in King of the Hill.
Oh.
Jimmy Corbin, Victor. Corbin Victor, you gotta Google Corbin Victor because he was in CS. This man is a legend.
Yo,
so.
He's been in a number of films and shows. People don't even know about him. He's like one of those. But he's there, but you don't really see him there. You know what I mean?
I'm actually in 27 motion pictures. So that I'm starring, co-starring. Financing some of them or just getting the financing for them. I'm just working. My album, I got a lot of tours coming up. I just got a lot of stuff coming up.
Well, we're just very blessed for you to be here on the Hunter Fun Show, taking the time out to come. Thank you for coming over to Gasolina's and showing some love over there. Everybody knows. You know, every time he comes over, he puts his wings. Boogie.
Hey,
so, I'm telling everybody, come out to Gasoline and get some famous cookies, 2545 Boston Road.
Yes.
And we have
cheeseburgers and burgers can't stay. We can keep having them replaced. Huh?
Let me tell y'all, them burgers are deadly, man. They good, man. I'm telling you, you'd be hooked on them burgers.
You would have
an addiction.
Now, let me ask you, when you had the burger, did you have the plain burger or the cheeseburger?
I had a burger with cheese. That shit was so flaming. Oh, my God.
That was not the wings.
Juicy. Oh, my goodness. And tastes good.
How did you like the spaghetti meat?
I eat.
Oh, I loved it.
Hey, I go to the Hunter and Friends show along with Boogie. I'm what you call a wasteful eater.
Yeah, you said that.
What it is that I should get a quick. Before you mention Papa John's,
right.
And my brain is going to say Papa John's. And well, my John's. So to shut my brain, I'm going to go get a
I'm rolling over here.
I'm kind of like that, too.
I saw a honey bun, right, Boogie? And
right.
I'm like, oh, man. I took a bite of the honey bun. I had 2-3 bites and threw the rest away.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I do the same thing with breakfast sandwich. I eat half and be looking at the other half like, I don't want this.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not like that. Well, I mean, I cook for people. I don't really
want to
eat.
I want you to put some sausage in your spaghetti.
Oh.
Mama's last night. I just had spaghetti second week in the.
You know what? How about that? I'll do that. You come in the kitchen.
Yeah, some Italian sausage is dope, man, with some spaghetti.
Down in the kitchen, right?
Down in the kitchen.
My cousin Amos actually was a chef.
You're having a brunch, right? What's going on?
Well, what it is March 13th, I'm putting together. I'm sorry. March 13th is the Platinum Celebrity Show, and what that is, I give up and coming talent or uprising talent, as my he says, an opportunity to showcase their talents in front of the next artist crowd.
That's smart.
As well as with the executive that's going to be there.
Right.
It's not going to be the maintenance man judging you, none of that. No, we're not doing that. I'm not there to judge none of you.
Mm.
We're here to critique.
Mm.
And whoever, you know, we critique and whoever music is the best that we like, it can be 10 artists. Each one of them artists is going to get a single with Sony Red and Rap Legends Recordings.
Wow.
So, yeah, the Sony Red. And so that's March 13th at Gasolina.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open at 6. Show time is 7 p.m. show. Don't do color people time. So to all artists, so I tell artists every time, every day, listen, if it's 5 people there, I'm going to perform.
Mm.
Like, we'll talk. I don't care if it's 5 people, 20 people. It don't matter. I don't do that. And it's a great show. And a smack at the end of the night, or maybe I'll start to begin.
Yo. I don't know where you are, but that noise in the background.
I know. I'm at work. I'm sorry about that.
I'm at work. Baby. I have to end the show really soon anyway, but.
Platinum Celebrity Sunday Funday Network. And what that is, I'm bringing organizations, employers, directors, producers, you name it, all in one place every week, every Sunday. So, you know, I want French toast, chicken and waffles, home fries, cheese eggs, omelets. Like, we're going to have a network brunch, 25 to get in, all you can eat. Colin Randolph will be performing while everybody's eating and networking. And I'm going to be having one R&B artist or one jazz band or guitarist every week. If you do hip hop, it got to be smooth hip hop, No.
I know what you mean. Like,
bang,
Alex
bang.
Yeah,
no bang bang, shoot him up, dying in this low shit. Like,
so you mean no Uncle Murda?
Yeah, nah, shout out to my Uncle Murda. I got that music too, and I'm not performing at the brunch ever.
That was a great thing. It's like you're paying for it, and it's like you're paying it for it, and you're showing other artists how to pay it for,
yeah.
You know?
And artists have to get used to downloading tickets off the internet. Eventbrite, Ticketmaster, all these. Listen, if you're still in the street, prepay debit card. You know, you want to pay $25 at the door or at the showcase, that's on you. $15 in advance, $25 at the door. For the brunch, it's $25 all around. So it doesn't matter whether you're on the
right.
No, it's actually $25 online,
right.
And $35 at the door.
Wow.
Correct. So
well, if you don't want to pay that price.
Yeah, and trust me, it's going to be worth in your bios. Bring whatever you want to bring to promote your business, promote your brand, your product, your music. If you're a model, you know, please don't come just showing ass pictures. You know, come there showing the business. You taking pictures in a business suit or just... You know, modeling is more than bikinis, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't get that.
It's a craft.
I don't get that. Actually, you know what? And that's true. I'm very, it saddens me as a model, a former model. I've done runway magazines, everything. It saddens me that they would think that a model is somebody who walks around half naked,
those are not
showing. They're not models.
No,
that's not.
I'm a man. I'll tell you straight up. You know, I'm like any other man, TNA, tits and ass. But at the end of the day, not modeling. That's just basically you taking some pictures and showing your body. Modeling to me is, you know, America's Top Model, Couture Fashion Week,
exactly.
New York Fashion Week.
Thank you. That's what I said to myself.
Paris.
I'm like, yo, this is an insult
that's
to my craft.
You
to call yourself a model, but you're sitting there on a chair all bent over with your ass up in the air, half naked. That's not what modeling is about.
And if they were smart, they would know that. They can get millions of dollars just modeling their hands and their feet.
That's it.
People would insure their hands
that's
and their
it.
Feet. And they'd become hand models. And
you know what I think it was, too, also? That's like saying you look at a guy. Like, would you date a model or would you date? If you had a choice, right, hypothetically, and you've been dating a model. There's a model there and there's a ratchet girl. Who would you date first? Like, the model had class, but the ratchet girl was the one that was willing to do whatever you wanted her to. Who would you, as a look for you, forget that part. As a look for you yourself, as Mikey J, what would you want? Would you a look for you on your arm?
Bella Ray.
Bella Ray, right?
Yeah,
but a model type?
Because
what?
I don't keep it 100. First and foremost, Bella Ray is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever seen and known. And I've seen some beautiful women. So, you know, as I look at her, like, on a regular basis, I'm like, damn, you know, she's fucking gorgeous. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
And it's 17 and a half years.
And that's so beautiful that you would look at the person that you're with in that light. And it shows that the kind of person that you're with. Because I don't think I could look at, if I was with somebody and I would look and I could look at them and abuse them and say, hey, you're ugly to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I fuck with you. So if I fuck with you, why would I say that about you? Then it's something that is wrong with me that's inside that I'm reflecting on to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think?
Listen, my thing is this.
And it's nice to appreciate beauty.
You know, I'm not into the model types.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just into...
beauty is inside.
I'm into... mind, heart, body, you know, mind, heart,
exactly.
Body, and soul.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what I get from Bella Ray. That's what she gets from me. These chicks out here using their looks, thinking that their looks are going to get them over with the black man nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The true black man could give two shits about your looks. A black man wants insecurity just as much as a black woman does, or even Latin women, because black people are black too.
Yeah.
You know, black and Latino men, they want to be loved. They want to be understood. They want to be cared. They want to be nurtured. You know, they want to be held. They don't want a mother figure. They want a woman.
Mm.
So your looks are not just gonna your looks. If you can't cook, you can forget it. If you can't if you can't clean, if you don't clean, you can forget it. You know, everyone's gonna share household duties and all that. No man want no dirty ass female. And a lot of the pretty females are dirty, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real talk. Like, even if they keep their cars dirty.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman keep her car dirty, you already know what it is.
My car's dirty outside.
No,
I mean,
inside. You better get that together. Some man gonna think
I'm
nasty.
Trying to get it together in my car, but it's like I'm in and out. But I don't keep myself like that. I keep my house clean, like myself clean.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always said, a chick that keeps a dirty house keep a dirty drawer. She always said that. So I always pride myself on that. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show, your time with Mikey J to be on the Hunter Fun Show.
I'm glad you had me. And if you ever want me again, y'all can have me.
I like the way you said that.
No,
I'm serious. I like what are you laughing?
You got to watch what you say on this show, bro.
Well, Boogie, so we're going to ride with Mikey J this year. What we do, we're going to do a dirt Boogie.
Oh,
and
we're going to leave.
So,
we're going to dust.
Boogie, you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Want to give a shout-out to definitely Mikey J, Alice, all the people that was on the show today. Definitely give a shout out to you, number one. And that's it, basically, and to everybody in the community.
So much, Mikey J.
Yeah, just a shout out to God and Christ. Everybody else that's tuned in, shout out to my fans, my supporters. Definitely shout out to everybody. December, Bella Ray, to Alice, Maury, everybody, man, everybody. God bless y'all. My kids. Oh, they can follow me too on YouTube.
Just tell them how
yeah.
they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, my YouTube out is Official Mikey. YouTube Official Mikey J. Instagram Mikey J. Twitter Mikey J Music. IMDb, that movie database. Mikey J. Facebook Team Mikey J. Homeboy Mikey J. Lincoln Mikey J. Vlad TV Mikey J. And MTV Artist.
Hey. So for all of you out there, you know how you can Boogie's making a lot of noise. You're gonna have to put Boogie on timeout.
Oh wow, that's not me. What's up? What's going on?
Huh?
That's not me. It must be some interference.
Yeah, wait, hold on 1 second. It probably is some interference. I don't know if you guys heard from Alex what's going on in Myrtle Beach. Just to recap, Myrtle Beach is still happening, but it's happening in Alex Club 2001. So be there. No longer at Hooters Club 2001. I'm warming up there. He's already... learn how to win that. Guys, please, I can stress you enough. This is going to a great cause of autism and just to help. So what's up, my
friend? And I also, you know, sponsor basketball teams with uniforms and all that, sports teams, uniforms. So, music, anything you got today with autism, just get on me. Mike, that's Mike.
I was telling them, I wanted to have a book here. So, two poems I really want to read to you guys. You want to read them?
Sometimes by time. We ask, I do these words that are not thick. The answer would be us that our skin is made to be thick and not as thin as the brains and lips that utter that. Remember, love thyself as you would want others to love you. Not to believe in you is not to believe in them or life.
There's another one. This one inspired me because people are here, but they're not really here.
Mm-hmm.
On this earth, and everything can go around, be going on around them,
fitting
right, too. Wrong, and they're oblivious to it. So, called The Walking Dead.
For the living dead. Your words are like a cancer that can never give answer of why you are here. Why? Because you don't even know. Your existence is to pretend and not to be real. You're the cause of ill intentions for attention only to shame yourself. See, I exist. I must demand that you can understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. You were born this way, not to improve or disapprove, but you will never climb the ladder, and it really does matter, because love is deep. Love is a vision that can be seen and felt. You're vague, empty, and are a product of the walking dead. While you're walking around and talking, I am living, breathing love, breathing the existence of life, breathing. I turn around and watch. You not care.
one day, yes, one day, I will see you shed that tear, the tear that we humans shed when we care.
Yeah. So I wanted to dedicate that to all of you who know right from wrong and you're still doing wrong. I don't want to call myself a preacher. I just want to stress to everybody, you've got to be a good person in this lifetime. You have to walk with love in your heart. You really do. I've seen so much meanness lately, and I got to tell you, and I don't mean to preach, but let me tell you something. A lot of people don't fear man. We're not supposed to, but God sent us. And sometimes when God send you, send men to you for a purpose, and you dog them, you are dogging God. So remember that. I just want to dedicate this show to my new nephew, Liam. Liam Romeo, who came in. That's so cute. He's
crying.
I'm not crying.
We got to put up.
I go pulling tissues out and shit.
Listen,
I got jokers will defame and remain. I shout this out loud from the church to the people. My life is my life, and your life is yours. The evil that men do, no round of applause. I've seen what, and I saw what I saw. We need to certify. Accolades, accolades. Hear my name. I fire my resume. Rock on. Let's talk. Never shall I hesitate to blast through them doors.
Oh, I like that. You like that, Boogie?
Most Steph, I like that, man. I like that. I like the way it flows.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta...
All right, bro. I'm going to see you, man. Good luck with it. Thank you. Thank you.
So you're on. All
right, man. All right, man.
Hello?
Yo.
I don't know who that is. Are you sure? Well, I just that caller. He wants to do one more, and then we're going to shut the show.
All right, since we didn't get a chance to play my music, you know, to my New York artists out there, you know, a lot of you New York artists, you have to understand who you are and what you are. We are trendsetters. We do not follow trends. And with that being said, stop rapping as if you are from the South. Stop trying to change. Stop changing your dialects. Be who you are. If you are Brooklyn, you are Brooklyn. If you are the Bronx, you are the Bronx. If you are New Rochelle, you are New Rochelle. If you're Yonkers, you're Yonkers. But do not change who you are. And that's all I really got to say at this point.
Wow.
So may God bless y'all.
Right up.
Enjoy your life.
Thank you, Mikey J. Thank you so
much. Be the trendsetter, not follow the trends. Be the trendsetters. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I just said I dedicate the show to my nephew, Liam Romeo. God bless you. And I just want to give a shout out to my son, who has unconditional love in his heart for his mom. And I just appreciate him for holding me down. That's the love of my life. And to my shout out to her. just thank you, God, for all the blessings, for giving me people that truly love me in my life, for who I am, who know my purpose here. My purpose here on life is to be ambassador to God and show what God represents. And I always say this, and I tell people, when God removes people out of your life, it's for a good reason. Don't knock it. Let it flow. It's for a good reason. Keep your circle small. And I'll tell you, if you know somebody out there who does wrong and don't know right, you can't teach them. Let them get taught by God. On that note, I'm going to play something from my son, Potency. Shout out to him. Love you.
Preach.
Thank you on the Hunter and Friends show. And shout out to you, Nando.
I was about to say that. He's up and walking now. Yes.
Yeah. And to my
that
girl, like Indy. To all my bikers, stay up in this winter. Just don't worry. Countdown. Please just learn to ride safe. Thank you all for calling in and listening to the Hunter and Friends show. Have a really great weekend.
real rap. Regal. Got your bitch up in the booth. Suck my dick.
Disco is out to all the crabs in the bucket that hate to see you shine but love to see you with nothing. This goes out to all the chickens that be clucking, that really think they something but they really just be sucking. This goes out to all my dogs in the struggle that stay fly 365 cause they always on they hustle. I'm a lone wolf with no muscle, about to blow up in the city full of bustle. Aforementioned first two, living not discouraged. You go take skydiving lessons and jump out without a parachute. I'm trucking, you just terrible. Caught up in my head like sick, y'all need Theraflu cause I'm getting my bread right. Pair of shoes, lead pipe, hitter than it's bedtime. Shit you never see before, you can call me Dead Mike. And everybody think they differ, but nobody can run with me. Why? I'm like scissors. Look, I cutter. My rhymes are smooth as butter. I'm not gutter, but I am a young mugger. That's money. It's funny how I spit it like no other. That's money. It's funny I make cheese without a udder, and I switch up like where that's under. I'ma blow up in a blink like thunder. It's a conundrum how we could transform Gundam. Corny motherfuckers just sund them. I am your father, Nundum. I am not involved with Nundum. Pull the carpet out from under. Coming in swinging like nunchucks, coming for the whole wheat bread. No wonder, it's no wonder. This goes out to all the crabs in the bucket that hate to see you shine, but love to see you with nothing. This goes out to all the chickens that be clucking, that really think they something, but they really just be sucking. This goes out to all my dogs in the struggle that stay fly 365 cause they always on they hustle. I'm a lone wolf with no muscle, about to blow up in the city full of bustle. Up.
Watch my moves. You can't dictate what I do. No, I'm swimming in the school while I'm climbing out the pool. Oh shit, he makes all look like fools. Potent, potion, components that I use to defeat these other dudes trying to come at me, my crew. Spitting vicious lines, they slinging Dr. Seuss. And it's not one fish, two fish, blue fish, you deuces. Misusing this music, seducing you normally would not be guilty to. I mean, it's cool. Getting bread, hell, I ain't complaining. It's cool to think ahead, cause times is fucking changing. But I'm saying, I'm here to be the fucking best. I had to get that off my chest. I see the throne and I'ma take it. Where put that in your pipe, bitch, smoke it. Hating niggas, fake bitches, here's my pipe. Stroke it, it's like the lights was broken. Them lames was in the dark, they ain't no potency. Got the illest fucking bars to tell.
This goes out to all the crabs in the bucket that hate to see you shine, but love to see you with nothing. This goes out to all the chickens that be clucking, that really think they something, but they really just be sucking. This goes out to all my dogs in the struggle that stay